And in this country, scientists and their supporters will march in protest tomorrow in hundreds of cities across the nation. Many are concerned about the future of science under President Trump, who has appointed climate change skeptics to key positions in his administration and proposed cuts to basic research in his budget. But not all scientists think the march is a good idea. David Hyde from here, now contributor KUOW, reports from Seattle.
Nicole Baker is a research scientist at the University of Washington. She studies the state of global fish stocks.
So their B over BMSY or F over MSY are closer to one. Those are healthy stocks, so we're going to look at if stocks that are considered healthy.
Baker's 30 years old. She says she's never been an activist or participated in a political march before.
I did not have any level of political engagement when I was in college. I studied and had fun and traveled, and politics was not even on my radar.
But last year, when Donald Trump ran for president, Baker got political.
I think the nomination of Scott Pruitt as the EPA chief who doesn't believe in climate change just totally put me over the edge.
Baker says she's alarmed that President Trump and some members of his cabinet seem to dismiss basic science, like the role carbon dioxide plays in controlling the Earth's climate, and that the president slashed science research funding in his proposed budget. But Baker says she doesn't see the March for Science as a partisan issue.
If there was a Democratic president who was doing the same things, I would feel the same way about marching.
Robert Young agrees with Baker that science is under attack, but he says marching is the wrong tactic.
It's going to reinforce the messages that they've been getting from the conservative media all along, that the scientists are really just liberal environmentalists, or the scientists have their own political agenda.
Robert Young is a coastal geologist at Western Carolina University, and he spent more than a decade studying the Elwha Dam removal project here in Washington State. And he says the science march reveals a larger problem with how scientists sometimes talk about their work to the general public, that they're not always thinking hard enough about how their messages will be received by people who don't know any scientists or people who live in places where Donald Trump won.
You know, I can't go to talk to my in-laws about climate change and start the conversation with polar bears. My in-laws live in eastern North Carolina. What they care about is having a job and, you know, what the soybean crop is this year. They don't care about polar bears, and you may think that that's terrible, but that's the way that the world works.
Alan Berzo has a PhD in microbiology from the University of Washington. He says the left shares in responsibility for any decline in respect for science.
For every sin that you can point to conservatives, such as denying climate change or denying evolution, you can also point to the progressive left and say, look, there are environmental organizations that deny the benefits of GMOs. There are left-wing organizations that deny the safety of nuclear power.
Berzo is currently a senior fellow at the American Council on Science and Health, which describes itself as anti-environmental activist on issues like nuclear power.
I don't buy this idea that the war on science comes from the right. I don't really buy it that it comes from the left. I buy that politicians are politicians, and they will throw science under the bus whenever they think it suits them.
Sarah Myrie is a postdoctoral researcher at the University of Washington. She has this perspective on the march.
To say that science is not political and to say that we're going to have problems down the line if we politicize science, it's like saying, you know, science is about empiricism, which is this pure thing up above our heads that doesn't have anything to do with politics. And frankly, that's wrong.
And for Myrie, it's not just a march for science. It's also a march against how science is currently organized. She says it excludes women and minorities.
We are marching to defend an inclusive and diverse culture inside of science, a culture that accepts women as a part of the scientific community, a culture that accepts people of color and people that have been disenfranchised inside of science. And so there are incredibly important social and cultural issues that interface with the scientific community right now, and those are also a part of the March for Science.
So not every scientist is going to be marching for the same reason, and not every scientist is going to march. But everyone I spoke with had one thing in common, a shared belief that something important about the identity of the country is at stake if people don't stand up for science right now.
Think about the things that American science has done in the last 100 years. We put people on the moon. We landed an instrument on an asteroid. We have a robot driving around Mars right now. We are a driving force across the entire planet for health and safety and reducing costs and reducing risk.
For Here and Now, I'm David Hyde in Seattle.